konsolidasi konten terus terjadi pada layanan streaming video, terakhir akuisisi atas MGM oleh raksasa retail daring Amazon.
MGM is one of the most iconic brands, if you will, in all of cinema and in entertainment. That MGM name means a lot.
Ini nambah 4.000-an film ke koleksi layanan streamingnya Amazon Prime Video, termasuk film-film James Bond dan Rocky.
Well, I think it just shows that we're in the Wild West right now when it comes to streaming services, and that so many of them are trying to differentiate themselves by having great content, and not only having great content, but also having a nice platform to navigate. That user interface is really important as well, but it really is, what movies can I watch? What TV shows do you have? How do you keep me on your platform? And so I think now for every streaming service, it's all about, in other words, it's all about making acquisitions and or creating original content.
Konten baru bagi Amazon Prime Video ini menambah konten eksklusif di tengah persaingan ketat dengan pemain-pemain utama lainnya, Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, dan juga pemain relatif baru seperti Paramount Plus.
Banyak konten eksklusif dan original diperoleh dari akuisisi, terutama berbagai produk hiburan yang telah memiliki banyak penggemar. Serial tersukses di Disney Plus misalnya, sebagian adalah adaptasi dari komik Marvel. Lalu kemudian di Paramount Plus, mulai akhir Maret ada serial yang diadaptasi dari serial permainan video sukses Halo.
Produsen video game akhirnya tak luput dari akuisisi. Bungie Inc. yang dulu menciptakan Halo dan kini mengandalkan permainan video Destiny awal 2022 diakuisisi Sony Interactive Entertainment.
Bungie's spoken in the past about wanting to branch out into film and to TV and to sort of make Destiny into like a Star Wars-like property where people come to expect books and cartoons and that sort of universe to be available in lots of different media. So Sony allows them a launch board to do that, whereas whether they got purchased or not, they're going to need some partner to be able to help them distribute that stuff. Sony obviously being in film and TV is a logical choice.
Tantangan bagi layanan streaming dalam mengadaptasi konten dari video game seperti Halo di Paramount Plus adalah banyaknya penggemar fanatik yang harus dipuaskan. Selain penonton secara umum, bila dianggap terlalu melenceng, maka penggemar permainan video takkan menonton. Sementara bila terlalu rumit, justru penonton umum yang bakal menjauhi. Dari Washington DC, Nova Purwadi dan tim VOA.